This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The International Committee of the Red Cross says Hamas militants have released two hostages it had been holding captive in the Gaza Strip. It was the second time the group has freed hostages seized in its bloody October 7th cross-border incursion into Israel. A U.S. official said Monday Washington has advised Israel to delay a possible ground invasion to allow more time to try to secure the release of more hostages. Israel pounded hundreds of targets in Gaza from the air on Monday, while its soldiers also fought Hamas militants during raids into the besieged Palestinian enclave. Deaths in Gaza are soaring and civilians are trapped in harrowing conditions. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Spokesperson for the Israeli military, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said tanks and infantry went in overnight and killed, quote, squads of terrorists. The soldiers also tried to gather information on the 222 hostages being held by the Islamist Hamas, he said. In the Sheikh Radwan area of Gaza City, families were forced to flee an Israeli strike. Hundreds were killed by such attacks in the past 24 hours, mostly in the south of the narrow, densely populated strip, Gaza's health ministry said, bringing Palestinian deaths in the 2 weeks of Israeli strikes to more than 5,000.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. A spokesman for the UN Secretary General told reporters at a media briefing at UN headquarters in New York City, 20 trucks carrying humanitarian aid crossed into Gaza from Egypt on Monday.
Aid deliveries entering Gaza have not included fuel. The UN Relief and Works Agency, UNRWA, tells us that they will exhaust their fuel reserves within the coming